الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله واستغفروا فإني أتوب في اليوم 100 مرة أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسر سيد الدرو الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khaliq. He is the one who has created us. And the reason that He has created us for, He is the one who knows the reason. Right? He is the one that why He has sent us to this world. He knows it. And what does He say in the Quran? He says, وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ That I have not created the mankind and the jinn kind except so that they worship me. So that we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is our Khaliq. He is the one who has created us. And I'm sure we all know that we all are being tested in this world. This world is a test. Alright? This world is a test. And see, it can only be a test. It can only be a test when we are we get the thought of doing good and evil both at the same time. See, if we only got a thought of doing good, then there is no test in it. That if we only did good, right? If we only had the thought of doing good, or we only had the thought of reading Quran, coming to the masjid, spending in the charity, only good thoughts, and only good thoughts within our heart, and only good things that we are able to do, then there is no test in it. Right? So we will get the thought of evil. We will get the thought of evil. We will be inclined towards evil. We will be inclined towards evil. And many a times you will notice that the evil will be beautified in front of us. Shaitan will beautify the evil. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ Shaitan will beautify the evil in front of us and we might even get the thought of evil. We need to understand this. Only when we get the thought of evil and we try and protect ourselves from that evil, then we have succeeded it. If we haven't got a thought of evil at all, right, then there is no test in it whatsoever. Now, today's, you know, reminder for myself and everyone is that whenever we get this thought of doing evil, whenever we get the thought of doing evil, first and foremost, we need to try our level best to protect ourselves from it. Try our best. Right? See, for example, we're walking down the street and we see something haram in front of us. We notice. So the thought that might come within our heart is, oh, we carry on looking at it. But we straight away tell ourselves, no, this is not jais for me to look at it. Then we stay away, we look away. But let's just say we all are human beings. If ever we were to slip, if ever we were to commit a sin, then always remember one thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. He will forgive our sins. No matter how many sins we commit, Allah is the one who is the most forgiving. And what's the evidence? The evidence of this is right at the beginning of the Qur'an. You know when we start reciting Qur'an, what's the first ayah that we recite? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, who is the most compassionate, the most merciful. Just imagine this. You start reading the Qur'an and you start reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah could have brought other sifat, other qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to begin it. Allah could have brought any other qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah chose these two words, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, to tell us that our religion, Islam, is based on forgiveness. Is based on mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is based on that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Right? So if ever we were to slip, whatever sins we have committed, you know, I'm sure we'd have heard this many a times, that all the sins can be forgiven except for shirk. Right? Allah can forgive all the sins except for shirk. But that is only if a person leaves this world without repenting. If a person had committed a shirk in the past and he repented, he did tawbah from it, that shirk can also be forgiven. Allah will forgive all sins except for shirk means that he died in the state of shirk. That's when it's not forgiven. But when a person is alive, he's still got chance. He can always come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will always forgive. So, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, we all should try and get it. Tawbah, repenting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there are two things which draws a person towards evil. One is nafs. Allah has kept in us nafs. And the other thing is shaitan. These are the two causes or two reasons because of which a person slips and he commits sins. Now, it's not possible for the mercy of Allah, or we cannot even imagine that Allah being so merciful, He's so forgiving, He's so merciful, when He has made these two things, which is so detrimental, so harmful, that destroys and so destructive, right? Nafs and shaitan. We cannot imagine that Allah did not made any other thing which is a remedy for it. Allah made nafs and shaitan. Allah made it. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also taught us that if you want to protect yourselves from these two things, there is tawbah and forgiveness. There is tawbah and forgiveness. That's the remedy. That's the remedy from, you know, our sins that we've committed. You know, I'll just narrate an incident. One of the big sheikh, he mentions this, his own incident. He says that he went to one of the countries and he was on a hill station somewhere, on a hill area. And when he went there, he saw that there was a plant. That there was a plant and the leaves of it was very beautiful. Beautiful leaves. Now he got attracted and he went near it and he started to touch it. He started to touch the leaves of it. As soon as he started touching it, the guard who was with that sheikh, he said to that sheikh, stop doing it. Do not touch it. He said, why? It's so beautiful. It looks so appealing. So that guard said that this leaf even though outwardly it looks very appealing and very beautiful, but this is a poisonous leaf. As soon as you touch it, the poison will enter in your body and it will, you know, it will go in your body and it will harm you. So do not go closer to it. Now, the next thing what he mentions is even more stranger. So that the Shaykh said to that guard, all right, this is, you told me because you are with me. What if somebody comes who is a stranger who doesn't know about it and he goes and touch it? So he said, we always got a guard over here. Whoever does touch it unknowingly, there is a leaf over there which is a remedy for it. So straight after you've touched it, you go there and you touch it, that will be the remedy for that poison that you've got. That's the qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So in a similar manner, we need to understand, you know, our sins, very, very destructive. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, has also given us the remedy for it, and that is tawbah. That is tawbah. And the door of repentance is always open. Always open. Do not ever think that your sins, or I should never think that my sins are greater than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever. You know, many a times, shaitan makes us despondent from the mercy of Allah. Shaitan makes us think that, oh, I have done so many wrong things. How will Allah forgive me? How will Allah forgive me? I've done so many wrong things. But always remember, do not become despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not lose hope from the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. And to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the easiest thing to do. Easiest thing. Many a times we think, oh, to get closer to Allah, we need to do so many things. It's so difficult. Trust me, brothers, it's not difficult. It's the most easiest thing to do, to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if ever we were to slip, then always the door of tawbah and repentance is open. You know, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Adam alayhi salam, we all know the story. When he was in Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him not to go near this tree. Right? You can do everything, but do not go closer to this tree. And obviously it was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah decided it, that this will happen. So Allah made this happen. So it's a lesson for me and you. So he went closer to that tree, and then what happened? Allah sent him to this world. But at that time, it's in the Quran as well, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did forgive Adam alayhi salam. Allah did forgive Adam alayhi salam. But Allah did not do that. Allah told Adam alayhi salam, you know what, don't worry, I'll just forgive you. Allah did not do that. What did Allah do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam a dua. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam alayhi salam this dua, that, oh Adam, if you want to get forgiven, make this dua and then I will forgive you. If Allah wanted, Allah could have just forgiven him straight away without even needing to ask this dua. But Allah gave him this dua that, oh Adam, you ask this dua and then you will get forgiven. So what did Adam alayhi salam do? He made this dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did forgive him. Why? It's a lesson for me and you, that Allah knew that when, you know, the children of Adam will be in the world, there will be sins that they'll be doing, committing, because we all are human beings, we all slip. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always kept the door of tawbah open. At-ta'ibu min al-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The person who repents from sin is like the one who has never committed a sin. Right? I will just end on an incident and a story from a hadith that shows the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that there was a man from the nation that preceded us. The nation preceded us. There was a man who killed 99 people. 99 people. I'm sure some of you would know the story. Who killed 99 people. Just imagine the sin that he had committed. Not a normal sin, not a small sin. 99 murders. And then he got the thought that, oh, I want to repent. I want to get closer to Allah. So he inquired about the learned man in the whole locality. He found out, who is the more learned man that I can go to and I can ask that, how can I get forgiven? So he was directed to a monk. So he went to the monk and he asked him that, I want to get forgiven and I have done this crime. I've killed 99 people. Is there any chance that Allah will forgive me? So the monk replied, no, there is no chance. You're gone. You're the goner. There's no chance. Allah will not forgive you. So what did he do? He killed that man as well. He killed that monk and he completed 100 century. He completed 100. Now he's asking the same question. He's finding out, who is another man here in the whole locality who can guide me so that I can get forgiveness? I can come closer to Allah. I have done this crime. So people directed him to a scholar. To a scholar. That go to that particular scholar and ask him that, how can you get forgiven? So he went to that scholar and he asked the question that, I want to repent. I want to come closer to Allah. What's the way? So the scholar, he said that, who can come between you and the repentance and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The door of tawbah is always open. You can always ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will forgive you. So nonetheless, and the scholar, he said to him one thing. He said, you know the place that you're living in? It's an evil place. I would tell you to leave this place and go to that certain place where the people of that place are good people. So it's easier for you to worship Allah and it's easier for you to do good things over there. So leave this place and go over there. So he said, alright, I'm going there. Whilst he was going to that good place, on the way, it so happened that he passed away. On the way, he passed away. Now when he passed away, to his body, the angel of punishment came. And the angels of punishment said that this soul belongs to me because he lived his life full of disobedience. He did so much crime, so I'm going to take his soul. And there comes the angels of mercy. And the angels of mercy says, no, it belongs to me because he did tawbah and he was going to a good area. Now they were having a dispute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the third angel who could judge between them two in the form of a human being. The third angel came and he said, the solution for this is that you measure the distance between the two areas. See which area he is more closer to. Is he more closer to the evil place or is he more closer to the good place? So when they measured the distance, it comes in narration that in reality he was more closer to the evil place. But Allah, out of his mercy, shortened the distance of the good place. So when they measured it, they found him more closer to the good place and the angels of mercy took his soul away. And that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see, you know, this also teaches us one more lesson. That when we become despondent, when we lose hope from the mercy of Allah, this will only make us do more sin. See this man, when he knew that there is no chance of me to do tawbah, he killed another man. So when we think that there is no way Allah will forgive me, if shaitan makes us think this, then we are only going to do more sin. So always remember, the door of tawbah is always open. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon this. Ameen ya rabbal alameen wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a couple of minutes for our sunnats and then we'll start the khutbah inshallah.